You know, the indications are a lot of those stars have planets. Maybe half of them do. And since planets, you know, being like kittens, you don't just get one, you get a couple. They're probably on the order of a million planets out there.
A trillion planets. An unimaginably large number. But what are the chances of any of them being in a location where life could flourish?
We can expand the idea of a habitable zone around a star to a habitable zone within our entire Milky Way galaxy.
On our journey around the Milky Way, we've learned a great deal to help in the search for a galactic habitable zone, a safe haven for life.
In close, at the hub, there's an extraordinary amount of X-rays, harsh radio waves, even gamma rays, that would certainly destroy fragile, single-celled life just getting a start toward evolution.
Downtown is dangerous. There's a supermassive black hole down there. You get too close to that, all sorts of bad things can happen. There's also a lot of stars down there, and, you know, a lot of stars sounds good. But on the other hand, if you have too many nearby stars, they tend to shake up all the comets in your solar system. They're constantly pummeling you with these collisions that, just ask the dinosaurs, are not always good for you.
Safer neighborhoods may be found in the spiral arms. But here, too, it's all about location.
If you happen to be on a planet near a supernova, that explosion could ruin your whole day. Life might get started, and then, you know, another couple hundred million years later, it gets wiped out. So these areas are sort of no-go zones, no man's land. Well, no alien's land, perhaps.
The outer reaches of our Milky Way are quieter. But even here, life would find it difficult to evolve.
At the outskirts of our Milky Way galaxy, there aren't very many heavy elements of which the cells of our bodies and life as we know it are composed, and so we may not have the essential building blocks of life at the outer edges of our own Milky Way.
So it's no accident that we are where we are. Our neighborhood, tucked away between two spiral arms, is the perfect habitable zone, because it's remained relatively unchanged for billions of years, giving life time to establish and evolve. Other advanced civilizations, if they exist, are likely to live in similar neighborhoods, cocooned from the dangers of the galaxy. We've yet to find them, of course. But the galaxy's a big place.
We haven't found any life elsewhere. We haven't found pond scum. We haven't found dead pond scum anywhere else, not convincingly. And why is that? Well, fewer than 1,000 stars have been looked at carefully for planets that might have intelligent life. So, you know, it's sort of like going to Africa looking for megafauna, you know, elephants, giraffes, something like that. And you land in Africa and you look at the first square yard of real estate there and you say, no elephants here, and you give up. Well, we shouldn't give up. We're just beginning.